Hi, this is Angela Middleton, and welcome to my podcast called I Want to BA. The reason for this podcast is that there is a huge lack of careers advice in the UK, and I'm always asked by young people, by parents and by teachers, my views on improving careers advice, and particularly by parents, what should they say to their youngster who's leaving school? I think it is a wider subject. It's not just about what job do you want to do, but it is actually about how you want your life to be. And within that, what type of career you want to select. And that career can just be the first stepping stone. Nowadays, individuals have a whole portfolio of careers. The people that I've interviewed, even at the age of 30, have had four or five careers. Myself, I've had at least five different types of careers. So this podcast is about, firstly, talking about careers in general and careers advice, but secondly, bringing in individuals who have experienced careers in particular industries, hence the subject I Want to BA, and they can come and talk about the path that they took to actually get to where they are, and also talk about what it's like to actually do that job and have that career. So we'll be covering every type of career that we can think of in the UK, and it will be everything from architects to zoologists. So I'll look forward to comments, and we'll build things up as we go along, and hopefully it should be of great use to parents, to teachers and to young people. So today I have Roberta Watts with me. Roberta is a resistance training specialist for a company called Integra. She's actually a lot more than that as well now. She's the studio manager and team manager in Integra as well, based in London. But it is a form of personal training, but a much deeper level of personal training, as she will explain, involving a deep knowledge of anatomy and the resistance of muscles and how anatomy works and contributes towards your performance in the gym. Prior to doing this role, Roberta did a lot of other roles, including sales, where she worked in car companies, in retail, and this really helped her develop her relationship management skills, which stood her in very good stead in the personal training world as well. So welcome, Roberta. Lovely to have you here today. You work for Integra as a resistance training specialist.
Yes.
Which is a specialist personal trainer. Can you define what that stands for?
Yes. Yeah, so we deal with training people via resistance training, so looking at weightlifting and various ways to apply load to the body. But specialist in looking at somebody's unique anatomy and structure before loading them.
So it's another level really to personal training, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely a much deeper analysis of what you're about to do before you do it, and who in terms of the individual you're about to apply weights and resistance to.
Excellent. So let's start by finding out, you know, your journey from when you were at school until now. You've had a very interesting journey actually, so try to give us that in a potted history.
Potted history, okay. Baby time was, I went to school in Devon. That's the little boot part of the country near Cornwall.
Yeah.
I was there for, I moved about from London to Devon, and then I was in Devon up until the age of 22. When I went to school in Devon, I was heavily into performing arts.
Yeah.
So I loved performing arts. I was performing all the time. Every concert I could get myself to at school, I was performing.
You're a beautiful singer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So you're at school in Devon. What were you like as a child?
Hyperactive.
Okay.
I was always known as the bright and bubbly one, didn't stop talking, sang whenever I could.
Were you academic or social? How would you describe yourself?
I love learning. I was hungry to learn any and every topic, but I didn't turn out very academic because of getting a bit ill during my teens.
And you moved around quite a bit as well, didn't you?
Moved around a lot from school to school. I was bullied quite a bit at school for being overweight.
Right, okay, which is interesting, bearing in mind how fit you are now, isn't it? Yeah. Do you think that the bullying had anything to do with you eventually ending up in the personal training world?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being young, being really overweight, I didn't really play out much when I was little, so it was pretty much just school, singing, home. Mm. And being overweight, being badly treated at school, there were several times when I tried to lose weight, even, you know, from the ages of 8 to 16 before I really got serious in training.
So you were at school, you were, you know, quite a dreamer, as you said yourself, excitable, bubbly, in touch with your emotions, you love learning.
Yeah.
And you were really set for a career in performing arts.
Yes.
You actually mentioned that you even won a scholarship to go across to LA, didn't you? Doing singing, dancing.
2 weeks over in LA in an academy called Idlewild in the Mountains.
Right, lovely.
It was an amazing experience.
So you were set to then go on to
to study performing arts.
Yes.
But then you experienced a tragedy in your family, didn't you?
I did, yes. My brother died when I was 19. And I continued to go to college because I was enrolled straight afterwards to performing arts in Devon. But I dropped out within maybe 4 to 6 months because the grief was just too much to stay.
But out of that came a love of training, because you turned to training to sort of try and cope with your grief.
Absolutely, yeah. Training was my only place and only support really that I could go to, because it was consistent, it was there for you. Mm. You know, when you went to the gym and you showed up, there was nothing else to get in the way. So it was a mental place where you could go and do something that was challenging but safe.
Whilst you were doing that, though, you did a variety of jobs, didn't you?
Oh, loads of jobs. So because I didn't really know what I wanted to do, I just got my head down and wanted to go and figure out what there was out there. So I went from cleaning to bar jobs to working in nightclubs, and I even sold steel at one point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you moved into retail?
I moved into retail. I found a amazing job as a sales executive working for Jaguar and Aston Martin.
Wow. Okay. That must have been quite something.
It was. It was definitely an eye-opener. Nothing like I'd ever done before.
Yeah.
The most fun and most challenging was to deal with people.
Yeah.
It's something that I love to do, but I had to deal with it in a very specific way in order to create a sale. So it was a great learning experience.
And did you get to drive the cars and everything as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Totally got to drive the cars.
And learned all about the brand and everything.
All about
like
the brand, the technology, how they worked. I fell in love with Jaguar in particular, even though I did work for part Aston Martin too. But Jaguar's brand in itself, I fell in love with the history and then the actual technology of how the car is built and how it's presented for a sale as well.
So you've done this variety of different jobs, and you were still training.
I was.
And then you moved to London, I know. So
I did.
Then what happened next?
When I moved to London, I didn't have a job at the time.
Yeah.
I was in with my mum, and I knew that I needed to do something, and I went back to the gym. So the gym was my first steer back to finding another job in between the move. And what I did was I went every day, but I started to do little things that were achievable and manageable.
Yeah.
And then I built it up from there.
And you got another job in sales, in car sales again, didn't you, as
well?
I did,
working for Audi this time.
Okay, so did you feel at that time that that could have been your niche, the sales side, or
well,
not?
Well, there was something missing.
Right,
I absolutely love selling cars. I love the cars themselves. I love learning about them. But there was something about the actual companies that I was working for that they just didn't want to teach me more.
Yeah.
They didn't want to help take me to the next level. And I was so hungry that if I learn anything and do it well, I'll do it good.
Yeah.
But I really need to be shown. And it wasn't for the want of not trying, but it was the lack of direction.
Mm.
And so if I'm met with too many barriers, I need to find something that's really going to work for me.
Yeah, and you've got this hunger for learning, and
absolutely.
So you want to, and this hunger for progression, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
So getting back to the training, obviously that's what you were having that need fulfilled.
Yeah, living and breathing, progression. Yeah. So you were just going through, you know, the weights are an amazing challenge. You get to go in there, you know, week on week, and depending on mood, depending on days, you don't always want to push to the ends of the earth, but when you do and you go for it, you get to see how strong you really are.
Yeah, exactly. And you said something earlier about it being an analogy for life.
Absolutely. You know, you're getting yourself under a bar. It sounds really cliche, but knowing that there's a weight on your back and you've got to do something about it, it is everyday life. You know, when those big challenges wash you over, you've got no other choice other than to stand up, really.
Yeah. So you were finding this, you know, very sort of fulfilling and stimulating, and then decided that maybe this was actually a career that you'd like to go in. So tell us a little bit more how you sort of came to that realisation.
Well, I realised what personal training was doing for me. So I was actually a client. I was a client with somebody who pushed me really hard, and they really helped me overcome those days when I didn't want to lift a weight, I didn't want to work hard. And there was something about it that just made me think, there's so many other people out there that are experiencing struggles and loss, and they're, you know, they're getting lost in doing everything other than something for themselves. And because I was living it and feeling that progression daily, I wanted to be able to offer that to somebody else.
Mm. Okay, so how did you sort of go about that? What were the next steps?
Next steps for me was I was training with a personal trainer, and his girlfriend at the time, she told me about this guy to download some podcasts off that he gave really good information, told you about more about your own body, but then how to get into the industry yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Body Power Expo.
What is that, the Body Power Expo?
So it's like a fitness experience for people who love the gym, really. And then a lot of educators in the industry show up, and there's brands for products that are all gym products. People just go and have a big nosy. Loads of people diet down for it. And they just go there to show off their work, in effect. You know, your body is your work when you put a lot of effort into
it. Yeah, absolutely. So you went there, and then what happened?
On the drive back, because it was 3 hours, I listened to some podcasts in the car. And I heard a guy talking called Phil Learney, and the information that he was giving me at the time was just a massive eye-opener. And it felt like the thing that I'd been looking for, someone willing to give me information where I can use it, and then I'll drive it forward.
Mm.
So I'm a firm believer, if you want to get something done, you need to find the people who have done it that are brilliant at it, yeah, and then go and learn from them. So I sent a message to him on Facebook. He agreed to give me a one-off session. And then I just about convinced my mum to let me train with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he would take me on 2 to 3 times a week. And I began training with him.
And then after that, you decided to move into sort of the qualification stage, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So I knew that working at Aldi wasn't going to serve me any longer. So I found the 3-week personal training course that I did, which was one-to-one near Tottenham Court Road. And I achieved that whilst I was training with Phil.
You then moved to the next level of study, didn't you?
Yes. So I found some people, I found some mentors. Phil was one of them. He gave me some education to study. And then I met my osteo and now good friend, Elaine Tilley, who taught me anatomy. And then she introduced me to a course that is called the Resistance Training Specialist Programme. And at the time, you know, she told me it would be heavy in terms of knowledge and anatomy. I was rather nervous, but she said to support me on the course. And so I went along.
Yeah. So this course then was delivered by the company that you now work for.
Yeah, it was delivered by Michael Golden for Integra.
Yes.
It's the Resistance Training Specialist Programme. So it started with separating the body into different parts. The first weekend was called Spine and Trunk. And it was unlike any other course I'd ever seen before.
Tell us what the next ones are. I'm intrigued myself. Yeah.
So it was spine and trunk. Then it was broken up into lower extremity,
yeah,
and then into upper extremity for the reasons of complexity as you go through the joints.
Mm. And what this equips you with is a knowledge of, you were saying to me, about the aspects of resistance of muscles. Explain a bit more for us, you know, why it's different to normal personal training.
It's different because of the level of specificity. So you've got to know exactly where things are in order to know what you're trying to affect. Mm. And because everybody's anatomy is so different, sometimes you can be, you know, you'd be shooting in the dark. Mm. You could be trying to put someone on a chest press to develop their chest on a bench press, but actually what they really need is a chest cable fly because of the way that their muscles are actually set up on their body.
So having learned all this, and it does sound absolutely fascinating, how did you then develop your career at Integra?
So I took the courses, which was split over 3 weekends over 3 months. And I started talking to my now very close friend, Michael, who became my mentor. And I was just so hungry to learn. So I wanted him to point me in the right direction. You know, I worked for a different fitness company in Berkeley Square before that, and it wasn't fulfilling me because there wasn't enough education in it. I still didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And Michael was putting me on the right path, you know, he was giving me things to study, giving me things to learn. And whilst I was there, at the time I thought working for Integra was out of reach because there was so much involved.
Mm.
But due to perseverance and just thinking, well, what's it really going to take for me to get a job there?
Mm.
I asked Michael and he subsequently gave me a role. Excellent. Later on.
Yeah. And it just shows that when you've got that hunger to learn and that willingness to learn, you know, and also not being afraid to ask for what you want.
Absolutely.
You end up sort of achieving it, something that maybe you didn't think you would. Now, that was over 2 years ago.
Yep.
And now you are obviously in a very important role in that business. So tell us what you're responsible for there now.
So now I'm the studio manager at Integra.
Yeah.
I manage the team, day-to-day activities, and I've got my lovely clients that I work with as well.
Yep.
Day in, day out.
And you also do a fair bit of travel.
Loads of travel. So I go all over the world traveling, mainly studying.
Yes.
I mean, I definitely get holidays in there, but my study isn't an effort. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, and you just get to go to different mentors, different people that have experienced different things, and just take home that information to give back added value to clients.
That's excellent. So give us an example of a sort of typical day for you now then.
So I get up at 5 a.m. every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Do you struggle with that?
No. No, not really, because I get up, I cook my eggs in the morning.
So you're very healthy with your food?
I'm very regular with my food, yeah. And I'm very healthy with my food because yeah. My mood gets affected if I don't eat well.
Yes, and I think that is, a lot of people are not aware of that. They don't realise that if they don't have the proper nutrition,
absolutely,
that they're not going to be firing on all cylinders, and either physically
not that big
or
of a
mentally.
Deal.
Yeah.
You don't need to put too much effort in,
yeah.
So long as you just get things in a slight routine.
Absolutely,
it's just good nutritious food regularly.
So you get up at 5 and then what happens?
Then I go into train. I'm in to work by 5:30. I train, finish at 6:30, and then I get ready for my 7 a.m. clients. So then I work with clients hour to hour back to back from 7 a.m. until 11. Then between 11 and 1 or 11 and 2, I'll do my admin work, or I'll do lots of study, which I've got running projects of study that I'll be on at any one time.
And then more clients in the afternoon?
More clients in the afternoon. And then I'll have a team meeting, have a coffee with my boss and my colleagues.
Yeah.
We'll all catch up with our day and then get on with the next one.
And with your clients, are they all sort of what sorts of different clients are they? Tell us about those.
Well, where we are, we get a lot of creative people.
Yeah.
We get a lot of editors, producers, things like that. But they're all leaders. Everyone that we get, including yourself, they're all leaders in their profession. People that want to better themselves.
Yeah.
People that are looking for something different.
Yes.
I find, you know, because we've had clients that, you know, Michael's had clients for 16 years and I've had clients for 2.5 years. Mm. And that's not on and off, that's week in, week out.
Mm.
So these are people that are after longevity,
yes,
and sustainable result.
Tell us some of the lovely things about the job that you really enjoy most.
The things that I love the most are my clients.
Yeah.
They are incredible, every single one of them. There isn't one client that I've got that doesn't inspire me daily.
Mm.
Just from their attitude, for the things that they experience, and then the way that they come in with focus, it's an amazing journey to be a part of with each of them. I've got an incredible company that I work for that support and encourage the amount of learning that I'm hungry for.
Mm.
Plus they like to add in some challenges themselves.
Yeah.
And my team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in a team of like-minded people that are constantly trying to grow, constantly trying to think, you know, was that the best session for that client or could I get something more out of it? Mm. And then they'll try and apply it for the next time.
Yeah. Like with any job, there are going to be challenges as well.
Sure.
So tell us about some of the challenges.
Some of the challenges that we experience as a company right now is recruitment, trying to find people that really want to work hard and that know the level of effort that they've got to put in order to become good at their job.
So turning that on its head to anyone listening who wants to do this job, you know, you struggle with recruitment, but there's lots of potential to build careers in this industry, isn't there?
A huge potential to build careers in this industry. If you're driven and you have got an initiative and you want to look around, you want to connect with people that are reputable out there and find information from them, the door is really wide open.
That's one of your challenges. Any others?
One of the other challenges that I have is knowing how to manage myself. So it's making sure that whilst I'm doing my best for everybody else, that I'm also doing best for myself first.
Yeah.
I've definitely found the ups and downs of, you know, booking lots of clients in and not taking care of yourself. And it becomes so difficult to then focus in a session and think and be prepared for that session and for that client's journey if you're not taking care of yourself on your own journey.
Mm, absolutely. So where could this lead to, if someone's looking at this as a career and thinking, wow, it sounds excellent, and you yourself are very young, so you know you've got a lot of future ahead of you, but so generally speaking, someone listening and thinking, you know, it sounds great, I'd like to do that maybe for a few years, but where do people go after personal training?
Well, I think there's lots of ways that you could design it for yourself. So you've got being a personal trainer and working your way through levels of personal training. So for in terms of my company, we've got different levels of education and experience and results. Then you've got the opportunities of looking around and sort of saying, you know, do I want to build my company? Do I want to work to invest in it to make it greater than it currently is? Do I want to add value, or do I feel like I should go and open something of my own?
Yes.
Do I feel like there's an opportunity there? And you can definitely do that. There's ways that you could join partnerships with other people. Mm. You could come away from one-to-one altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You could go into management.
Yeah.
You could set up something online. You could write videos, podcasts. You could do webinars. You could do online training with clients if you wanted to.
Yes.
You know, so long as you've got that understanding, because you've got an understanding of two things. You've got an understanding of fitness and how to get someone to their goal. But you've got an understanding of business because you will have learned. You would have needed to.
Absolutely. And also, if you're particularly interested in the anatomy side,
could
you go down that route and start to move more into anatomy and almost from a medical perspective?
Absolutely. Yeah. You could totally take what you've learned from personal training. You could go into physiotherapy. You could go into anything to do with, you could really go out there if you knew what you wanted to know about anatomy, because the body is never ending in terms of learning.
Absolutely.
So when you find something that you're really curious about, you can just grab it, run with it, and find another industry that it's going to work for you.
Yeah, excellent. So people that are interested, and I'm sure there are many, what would you suggest? How do they sort of get on the ladder? How should they go about it?
Well, I think going about it in a sensible way is probably, you know, I used to be a heads first, close your eyes. But actually, looking back on it, I think it's much better to have a job that you've got that currently earns well.
Yeah.
Because to do the personal training course, you know, it doesn't take that long, but you need that consistency of a financial income before you delve into this.
Yes.
Because in the initial part, it's not very lucrative.
Right.
You know, the hours are sporadic in terms of that you've got to work. You know, one day you'll have a client at 6:30 and then you'll have a 3 in the afternoon, and you've got to wait from 6 a.m., 7 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. So it's about having enough of what you need to be able to start off in this industry.
And I imagine as well, because of some of the life skills and relationship management skills that you need, that doing something else first and acquiring some of those life skills is also important, and that's why it would be a good idea to do other jobs first.
Yeah, being a communicator. Being in any sort of job that is face-to-face with another client will definitely serve you.
Well, you did sales, you did retail,
car
sales, etc. So these must have stood you in great stead. And this is so interesting, because every single time I interview somebody and we look at their history and they think, oh, well, I did a whole variety of things that were not connected.
Yeah.
You nearly always look back and go, actually, they were connected because you acquired all these different skills as well. So they have this other job. They're interested in being a personal trainer.
Yes.
What would be the next step for them then?
So they need to get a certification. Everybody needs to get a level 3 personal training qualification. Yeah. And you can do that either, you can actually do it online on a weekend course if you wanted to. I think on an online one ranges for about £700.
Right.
If you wanted to do the face-to-face one that I did, I think it's in surplus of £2,000, and you can pay monthly for that. Oh. So if you did have a running job, it would be smart to pay one whilst doing the other.
And do you think that you would be better qualified doing it that way?
I do, because you get to learn two things at any one time.
Yeah.
You know, learning is, you don't do something once and retain all the information. So having something that's broken down over time is a greater way to retain the information. And also in between that learning period and not being immersed in face-to-face, I've got to figure this out right now, will enable you to think through it a little bit more carefully and probably be much better equipped when into it.
Yeah, processing the information, etc. So you said that this could be done online, but also there are organisations that you can find that will deliver this course.
Yeah, if you put it into Google, how to become personal trainer, level 3 certification. I think mine was done by Premier Global in Tottenham Court Road. And so there's physical bodies that you can go to and get this qualification from.
So once they've achieved that course, I know they have to buy a small amount of insurance.
Yep, so they have to get personal liability insurance.
And then what would you suggest?
Then it comes down to what you want to do. So if you can go for the education front, and you can find other companies out there that, because you've just qualified, you need just the next level up of information.
Mm-hmm.
That next level up is going to be things like that teaches you about the body, about the actual processes of fat loss, hypertrophy, and strength gains. But there's multiple ways that you can go about it. The Shredded by Science Academy and the Lift the Bar, they are both brilliant online resources for new personal trainers.
Yeah. Well, then come to Integra, of course.
And absolutely. Yeah. So those are the guys that will teach you the sort of the foundation level of sort of personal training as a whole, whereas Integra specialises in the exercise experience.
Yes. Absolutely.
So the way that we work is looking at how can we build this exercise very specifically to that client's individual structure and where they're at on any given day.
So having achieved, you know, these qualifications, and they can be done in the evenings and at weekends and, you know, part time, an individual then has to make the jump from the job they're in where they're earning money, but it isn't their true passion.
Yep.
They become qualified at a basic level, but then, of course, they need to then get that experience, don't they?
They do.
So how do they go about finding a reputable gym where they can get this work experience, get that entry-level job? What would you suggest?
The first thing I always suggest is to Google it.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, Google it, either in your area or in your country, who is known as the best personal training gym there is.
Yeah.
And then from there, work out if you can reach out to those individuals, even if you can't, you know, physically pay to go up and have a service with them. Send them an email. Most people will just reply and give you some advice and guidance, because if you're hungry for knowledge, they'll want to support you. They've been there themselves. If you can pay for personal training yourself, I would 100% recommend it, because having the advantage of knowing what it's like to be a client and go through an experience will enable you to add so much value to a client.
Okay, well, I think you've given us a fantastic overview of the industry and what it's like to actually do your job. Sounds really super exciting.
It is.
And if anybody wants to contact you and ask for more, where should they do that?
So you can have a look on our website at integra-training.net, or you can contact me personally. I'm happy to answer any questions on my email, which is roberta@integra-training.net. Robert with an A on the end.
Roberta, thank you so much. That's really useful. It's lovely to have you today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.